Okay, the final sugya that we're going to at least cover for now in the world of Cholamoid is perhaps the most complicated and the most sticky because it involves money. It involves going to work on Cholamoid. Very, very complicated, but we're going to try to develop what I think, at least for Bizman Hazeh, for the types of work that most of us do, whether or not we fit into one of the heterim suggested by the Paiskim. Again, Halacha l'maisa, anyone that has that's presented with a dilemma to go to work on Cholamoid should discuss it with their own Rav. It's extremely complicated and can have major impacts on your parnasa and on your family. So obviously we're not here to paskin what one should do, but we're going to at least lay out what I think are some of the perhaps heterim, I think very legitimate heterim, perhaps, but we have to see where they come from. And I think the problem is people know catchphrases and they misuse them. You ask a person, why do you go to work on Cholamoid? It's a davar ha'avod. And then you ask him, what's a davar avod? He says, because if I don't go to work, I don't get paid. That's absolutely not a davar avod. Kuli alma moide. There's not one person in the world who thinks that's a davar avod. Davar avod doesn't mean because if you don't go to work. Chazal knew that. When they answered malacha, they realized if you don't go to work, you're not going to get paid. So we have to figure out tonight. So what is a davar ha'avod? And the truth is, davar ha'avod is not only for working. Davar avod is for all the malachas asuris. Again, we often forget that on Cholamoid, technically, all 39 malachas are asur. So anything you're going to do on Cholamoid has to be under the banner of Davar Havod. So let's try to understand. As we'll see tonight, I think there's about two basic guidelines for heterim. And again, some professions hit both, some hit neither, and some perhaps they have to ask themselves again. And some of it you have to know your profession better than anyone else, because if I don't know the ins and outs of your company or how your specific job, I won't honestly be able to answer the shot. So let's start from the beginning. There's the first opening Mishnah Maseches Moed Kadosh, and the Mishnah tells us, Mashkin Beis HaShlochin B'Moed. A person is a lot of water, a Beis HaShlochin on Moed. Now, why is this a Chiddush? Because we know one of the things you can't do on Cholamoid is being Zareya. We mentioned, I don't know, second or third week, the Chazinish. Chazinish was of the opinion you're not even allowed to wash your hands outside on the grass because it's going to be Davish and Meschavin, it's a psikresha. We discussed that, Shaila. But regular watering grass is prohibited on Cholamoid. You can't do garden work on Cholamoid. Mashkin Beis HaShlochin, but you are allowed to water a Beis HaShlochin. Why? Says Rashi number two. What's a Beis HaShlochin? Sodesh Yoy Medes Bahar. This field is situated in a mountain. It needs to be constantly watered. It needs a lot of water. Therefore, it's mutter to water it even on Cholamoid. The fee shehuloi hefsid gadol. Very important words in Rashi. He doesn't just say it's a hefsid. He says it's a hefsid gadol. Same word is found in the Rambam. Hefsid gadol. It's not just a little bit of a loss. It's a large loss. Im enei mashke ois if you don't water it. Says the Rashi, the davar shel hefsid, hetiru chachamim l'treach ba b'chol ha'shamayit. Anything that's going to be a loss. Now, there's a difference between a loss and not gaining. That's another mistake people make. There's menias revach. I could make more money. That's not the same thing as a loss. A loss means something that I had that I will lose. I have a field right here. I have a field b'fanenu, and if I don't water it over 3 days of chalamayit, I'm going to lose it. That's called losing the keren. That's called losing the principle. Another typical example is losing your job. If the boss tells you don't show up 3 days Cholamoid, I'm firing you, that's a davar avod. I had a job, and now I lost my job.
Does that have to be a
bad thing? So we'll see. It's a suffic davar avod also. We'll get to that at some point also tonight. That's very important. Because you never always know, you can't always know for sure. It's hard to tell what something's going to be. Again, in some industries, it's much clearer than other industries. For example, my wife works in the public school, the Board of Ed. So technically, by law, they should not be able to fire you if you take off religious observance. Now, you could have a principal who's very difficult and makes your life miserable. By law, they can't do that. So technically, her job is safe. And they can't also control your moving up. And the way it works in the public schools, you move up depending on how many years, they give you more money. The school can't control it based on things like that. But in an accounting firm, in a law firm or other business, you can move up depending on how the partners want you to move up. And if they look and then they see every year you take off a full week and they're not moving you up. Or another example of a davar avod is, or perhaps a davar avod is, they're not going to move you up or give you the better jobs. Meaning anytime a good case comes down or something good, they're just not going to give it to you. That also make you a davar avod, or you'll never move up in the business. You'll never be able, we'll have to talk about whether or not that, but again, not working is for sure not going to be a davar avod. Now there might be another heter if a person pusher can't pay his bills. If a guy needs to work because he needs to be able to feed his family. I mean, if you tell a guy I can't work Cholamoid, he won't be able to buy food for the second days of Yom Tov. Now, the problem with that is the place can talk about, so start selling things. sell things. Sell your couch. You don't need a couch. You know, sell a computer. You don't need the computer. Maybe sell some of the kids, whatever. You know, you can get rid of stuff, right? Sell what, you don't need everything. So we're talking about a guy who's that poor, that he sold everything already? It's hard to be magdi bizman hazeh, that you're a person is that bad off. But if he is, maybe a chanami, he would be allowed to work in cholmai. So we're going to try to figure this all out. But Rashi clearly says that it has to be a hefsid gadol. Rashi says that Chazal never assered things of hefsid. Why not? What's takar svar of a dover? This is the makar for dover of it. Now again, here we're not talking about going to work, but here we're talking about doing a malacha that's mutter under the ban of dover of it, meaning watering your plant. Let's talk about another example. Let's say Nebuchadnezzar's person's house was broken into on cholamayt. So he wants to replace all the locks. There's malacha, there's not even malacha, ma'isu umen involved in that. Or let's say he wants to fix the security system. So many places can say that's a dover of it, because what's going to happen if the security is down? People can steal things. That's a dover of it. I had a gold watch and now someone stole it. That's a dover of it. The window broke. And you're afraid if you don't fix, again, you have to be honest with yourself, right? If you don't really think that's going to happen, so then it's not a dover of it. But if you really have a reason to suspect that you may get burglarized, especially if maybe you were burglarized earlier, whatever happened, so that's a dover of it. I'm allowed to bring in the most professional, whoever's going to do the job, because I'm going to lose my house. They're going to steal, they're going to rob. We'll even talk about a shayla. Let's say a person's working to pay off a credit card. Let's say the credit card's due on, the second days. And if I don't make money, I won't pay back the credit card. If I don't pay back the credit card, what's going to happen? Penalty. Let's say you can't pay your mortgage on time. What happens if you don't pay your mortgage on time? Penalized. Penalties. That's losing. That's losing more than I started with. So that would also be mutter. But again, you have to know if you fit into that criteria. So why is davar over mutter? So the Ritva writes in Moed Katan, Shari ain't tam isr shavi. He says you should know cholamayit is not like regular yomtiv. Why? Kitam isr malechas b'chabemayit hu mishum tirch. The reason why I now do malach and cholamayit is because of tirch. The Gemara makes this comment in a couple places in Moed Katan. It's tircha, tircha, tircha. We explained what exactly does tircha mean. Ushalei lemayit b'simachas regal. The idea of cholamayit is you should enjoy the days. Ulefichach says the Ritva hitircha cham kol shu tzarech hamayit. So the first thing they permitted was anything which is l'tzarech hamayit, which we discussed earlier. The kol shu dover ovid. Why did Chazal permit dover ovid? You're not allowed to do dover ovid in yomtiv. The guy, if the boss tells you, if you don't show up on Yom Tov, don't come back tomorrow. You have to give up your job. But not so cholamayit. What's the difference? Says the Ritva, kidei shelo yidoyeg al vidos v'yidin demisimchas Yom Tov. He says, because the whole reason why we didn't want you working a cholamayit was we should enjoy you. But if not going to work is going to cause you more stress, defeats the purpose. If your whole reason we want you to stay home is so you should sit back and enjoy and take a break from that, but if you're going to be so preoccupied with the job, because oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my job, this, that, and the other. So says the Ritva, it's not worth it. So therefore, says the Ritva, Tavara Avod would be mut. There's a Mishnah Moed Katan, number 4, Dafir Alf, the second parak. Also talking about cases of Dover of Misha Havach Azesav, a case of olives. And then the Mishnah has a machloikis. If you're allowed to do a Dover Ovid, are you allowed to do it regularly? Or you should try to minimize the malach. Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, try to do it in an abnormal way. Try to do just enough to survive. Well, Rabbi Yosi says, no, Zaylev Agayme Kedarke, do the normal procedure. So how does this machloikis translate for us? I mean, let's say I'm allowed to do something called a Dover Ovid. Does that mean I treat it like it's Tuesday? No, it's a regular day. I do business as normal. No, try to limit the amount of a malach involved because it's still cholamayit. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says in number 5 in Moed Katan, Amar Reb Yosef, halacha k'Reb Yosi. The halacha is like Reb Yosi, which means you can do regular. If you have a head to cause a davar ovid, you can go to work without a problem. If the boss tells you don't show up here 3 days in the middle of the week, don't show up after, you show up to work and you do everything you're told to do. Kipshuta. You do whatever you have to do for work. You have to drive your car to the job. You print things on the computer, you have to write, you do whatever you need to do because it's mutter under the ban of Dover Ovid. Kipshutai. Again, we'll have to try to break that down a little bit more. And that's the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch number 6, Zakhna Mechaber, Dover Ha'ovid mutter la'seis b'chol ha'moid b'loy shinui. Something which is mutter under Dover Ovid. Let's say you have a case where you need to fix the locks in the house or you need to replace something of security measure where you're afraid you're going to lose something. So you do it regularly, you don't need a shinui. But the Ramah does say, Miu b'chomad efshel ha'kav b'tirch yaseh. Again, try to limit the amount of burden. So even if you're going to go to work on cholamayit, try not to leave the heaviest loads for cholamayit. Try to limit the amount of strenuous activity, not mentally and physical, for cholamayit. Fichach, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's Dover Ha'avad? Number 7, Ratzaloy Mash, im lo yasu achshav, yava lidei hefsid. If I don't do it now, I will lose money. Now, we'll see later on, Mr. Bruce speaks out that losing is not the same thing as not getting. You'll lose money. They will take money out of your pocket. The boss says, if you don't show up today, I'm docking, you're gonna, not docking you. You're not gonna have something later. That's considered a hefsid. V'mhadover etzle b'safik. What happens if you're not sure? You don't know if you're going to have a job after Chol HaMoed. You don't know if they're going to burglarize you. You don't know. So I'm a Magen Avraham Shemekel. So Mr. Baruch quotes a Magen Avraham who's Mekel. U'b'chayodim kosev she'aser al de'akum. The Chayodim suggests doing it through a guy. V'loy ba'atzmai. So you have a Machalikas Achrayim. The Safik Dover Ha'avud permit you to do things on Chol HaMoed also.
They paid a monthly salary. And they dock your pay for the days you don't work. Is that a double?
So that's what we're going to have to see. Is that considered that I already had and they took it away from me?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to have to talk about. Another big shaila we're going to talk about is, let's say you're the boss. And now, let's say you own a store. And they own a store in one of the Jewish communities where the rents are usually very high. Central Avenue, right? So you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to close the whole week. So that means I'm paying rent on a store and I'm only using it 3 weeks this month. I'm losing money. Or I got to pay the workers. And what am I going to pay them? You can't tell the Goyish workers, okay guys, it's Chol HaMoed. I want you to understand that you're not getting paid. So, but you're going to have them come in and do nothing? You're losing money. So that's going to be one of the big attempts. This doesn't help if you're self-employed. But if you have workers, this is the big hatter. If you have workers, and you got to pay them anyways. Or you're paying rent. You're paying rent on something. Some of these stores, they're paying a hefty rent. I know some many, many different businesses are paying a lot of rent. So every day that they're not open is a very big hefty. My father was telling me, he works in the furniture business. He was telling me many of these stores, they stay open on all the big holidays just because they don't want to be closed because it's not worth it, else the rent. They pay so much in rent to be either in the mall or on the street. They just want to be open because to them it's like a waste of money. I pay rent for this. Why should I be closed? So that's a valid time. That might be a dover over. Mom's losing money. Every day I'm closed, I'm paying out rent with nothing in return. Now, this won't help you if you're self-employed. Well, this will only help. We'll see another heter perhaps if you're self-employed. Now again, of all the heterim I came out with, again, this still might not be help if you, depending on what type of business you do, you know, the stock market might be a little bit more complicated. We'll have to see, you know, if someone does a stock trader, how that's going to work. Or someone, let's say, a doctor might have another heter, he'll lose patients, which we'll develop sometime tonight. So the Machloek is right now, Magen Avraham. Right. Yeah, 100%. You can be open because if not, it's a loss and you get all the benefit, yeah. You don't have to do like a heta mechira type of thing. Yeah, it's a big kula. It's widely accepted. We'll hopefully get to it a little bit more. So we have Machlokes Magen Avraham Chayod, and what do you do with Safek Dover Ovid? So Mr. Baruch concludes, V'ayim Beber Halacha, which hopefully we'll see, Shetzedeinu de Kavaron Sam Magen Avraham, who gam keinim, oisech shash, who chash, who motzi shiovid. Mr. Baruch comes up with a middle ground. It has to be a real valid chash. You know, Safek is 50-50. Mr. Baruch says, 50-50 is not enough. It's got to be closer to, like, you know, the 75. So when you're asking yourself, does this really constitute Dover Ovid? You can't just go 50-50. It's got to be a little bit more. So let's say, for example, the guy whose locks were broken. Is there a 50-50 chance he's going to get robbed? I don't think so. Is it 75% chance? I'm not even so sure if it's that much. I just don't know. I don't know if it's such a strong shot. Again, it might depend where you live, how big your house is, and what's the neighborhood like. You know, I don't know. But this is the Shiloh. So Mr. Baruch concludes, even in that case, you could do it yourself, but you should do it bitzina. You should do it bitzina. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off with a lomdusha twist over here. Again, we don't have the time to get into it. He wants to be toilah, the shaila of Safik Dover Avod, in the shaila is Malach and Chol HaMoed, Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Derabon. If you hold that it's doing Malach when it's not a Dover Avod, being Issa Deraisa, so Safik Deraisa Lachumra, you can't get just a Safik Dover Avod. But if the whole Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed is merely Derabonon, so you can play the Safik Derabonon card. Safik Derabonon Lakul. So even if I have a Safik Dover Avod, I should be able to be Mekel. Mr. Bird doesn't like that because he has Rayas in many Rishayim that hold Safik, that hold Chol HaMoed is Derabonon, and they still hold by, they hold Chol HaMoed is Deraisa, and they still make, there's a lot of kashas. So therefore he comes out again, we're not going to be inside, we'll push it. I'm afraid we're not going to get to everything. So he comes out with this pshara. It has to be somewhere where it's a legitimate suffix. Again, you'll have to ask yourself, again, with your boss, you know, you can't read the boss well enough. You don't know what the chances are that he's going to fire you after Yom Tov. But if you have a strong hunch, it's more than 50% chance he's probably going to fire you. So that's already suffix dover ovid, to which is mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't go this route. He writes clearly, nothing to talk about, even Safik Dover Ovid. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends on how strong the Safik is. It has to be a Safik which, what's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, it has to be a Safik that's Motzu Sheyovei. More than just Stamba Safik. Like the words of the Magen Avraham. Safik Dover Ovid is good to go. Okay, so that's the first thing you have to know is how strong does your Dover Ovid have to be. And this will be very relevant when we're going to discuss a Shaila in the Paiskim about, let's say, for example, I'm going to lose business. If I'm closed for an entire week, no one's going to come back to me. I have loyal customers. When they see I'm closed for a week, they're going to go to the guy down the block. The guy might be Jewish also, so they figure they'll go him. So now, do I ever really know that? No. That's a suffix davar ovid. Now, statistically, will customers leave stores when stores are closed for a week? It's hard to know. You can try polling people and finding out, but that might constitute a davar, suffix davar ovid. So if that's a real heter, so you have to figure out, I don't know for sure. I can't know for sure I'm going to lose customers. So that might be a suffix davar ovid. So then it would be applicable to this machloikis achrayim as well. Says in Mishnah Berurah number 10, that losing the keren, losing the principal, is what makes something a davar of. It says with mechaber. Fafilum suffik shemayavse gam ke motor. He quotes again the suffik. Then he says v'niroid. Deim nitzarech lemois l'shalom chayvosov. Let's say you need money to pay back a debt. Sheigiyaz manam chalmoid. That's doing chalmoid. V'mlo yishalim yigil lehefsid. You're going to lose. U'muchrach b'shvil zalim mechotz chayvosov b'moid. And for that reason, you have to start selling things. This would be a typical example of a credit card. You have a credit card bill that's due on Chol HaMoed, and you don't have the money, so you're going to go to work for that day, or you'll sell something, you'll do something in the business, and you'll have the money. So Zakti Mishtaber Halacha, Choshev Kedavar Ovid. Anything, you're going to get penalized. Let's say you don't pay the bill in time, they're going to penalize you. You don't pay the ticket in time, they'll penalize you. You don't pay the mortgage in time, so that's all justified. This gets a little tricky over here, because you have to just make sure that this money is going directly for that. You can't work the whole Chol HaMoed and say, because, you know, maybe I'll have a credit card that I'll have to pay that's due on Chol HaMoed. If you know the credit card is not due until 2 weeks, it's not going to work. But if the mortgage, let's say you have a case where you see already in the far distance that the mortgage payment is going to be due on Chol HaMoed, you possibly don't have enough money, and the only way you'll have money is if you work on Chol HaMoed. Again, this is a lot easier if you work for yourself. Meaning, if I go out to work, I'm self-employed. So if I work 2 days, I'll bring back whatever the money is, I'll be able to pay. If you're monthly salaried, it might be a little bit more complicated. But let's say you're self-employed. You decide that you're not working Chol HaMoed, and then you realize you get a bill in the mail, and now you realize you owe $300, and if you don't pay it on time, you're going to get a penalty. So you say, okay, fine, I'll go out to work today. I'll find work for 2 days. So that's 100% mutter. That constitutes a davar ovid. You'd be allowed to go to work, not to have to deal with a penalty fee for not paying a given bill. So that's, I think, very negeya halach lemais. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of number 11. Let's say, im yesh lo schayra, let's say you have something to sell. Let's say you're in the business of selling things, and the thing that you're selling, if you wait till after Chol HaMoed, it's going to spoil. There'll be no need for it. Let's say you're selling things that are only relevant to this time, and you bought it already, so now you're going to lose money. And if you don't sell it, it's going to be a loss on your part. So you want to open up Chol HaMoed. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do that. That's motel maichron. Avodim lo yafsin mekeren. But if you're not going to lose the principal, you're not going to lose the principal because it'll always still be there. Loy, then it's not permitted. Umikomakim says the Shulchan Aruch, imhu beinyan. This is important. Shemim kerenu ata yuloy mo'os berevach. Let's say you have something that you can sell it for after Chol HaMoed, you won't lose the keren, you won't lose the principal. But if you sell it now, you'll be able to turn a nice profit. A nice profit. Whatever the case may be, let's say, for example, you're selling items for a presidential rally, and the rally is taking place during Chol HaMoed. So if I wait till after, no one really wants to buy it now. Now is when it's, you know, when it's available, or sports memorabilia, whatever these types of cases are, where it's something like that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you could do it. He writes, it's mutter. But I'll have more money for Yom Tov. Right? I'll be able to enjoy the second days much more. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mutter limkar. You could do it. Venerally, we're talking about a guy who's a little down on his money. He has a little bit of money. And it's hard for him to make the second days. The guy's worth thousands of dollars. And the guy has a good tip on something that if he sells it now, he'll turn even a bigger profit. The guy's loaded. He's got tons of money. So the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what we're talking about over here. Then, you know, that we're not going to allow.
It would seem that most of the focus is sort of an economy where everyone works for themselves.
Correct.
You know, so they're saying you'd be torrid, you know, if you're going to be involved, where you're responsible to make that.
Because you're the boss.
So you're the boss. And then, okay, so they were saying, listen, don't do that. But if you're working for somebody else, you have a job, like today's economy.
Right.
So you're not torrid. You're torrid more because you're not there. But you're torrid.
You're still preoccupied with your end of the responsibility. I mean, I have to do my job or what I'm missing out of my, or whatever I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is it's not that.
It's slightly different. Right? The tirchas changed. The tirchas are different. I agree. I think the mindset is different today. I work for my boss and I don't have to worry so much about it, right. You know, as opposed to being self-employed. Right? That's true. It's a good point. So the Shulchan Aruch says you could do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is perhaps the most misused heter in the world, says the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean, Avo lo yafsid? Hainu sha'afs hu sover ata larviach harbe. Even though you can turn a major profit, the havoras revach le mikri pseida. Not gaining is not losing. Let's say, for example, you get a big tip on a piece of real estate. Someone tells you, no, listen, there's a piece of real estate that's available now. If you buy it now, you can turn an amazing profit. So you can't buy that piece of real estate. That's havaras revach. That's gaining. Or that you want to buy a stock. That's gaining. But that's not losing. Let's say, for example, you own the piece of property, and you were told that if you don't sell it now, you're going to lose everything. Or let's say you own a stock, and they told you, listen, if you don't sell the stock now, you're going to lose the principal. That's mutter. You're going to lose money. Or you have a piece of property. If you don't get rid of it now, it's going to just plummet. It's going to go down. Avadi, you're allowed to sell it. But if someone tells you there's a great piece of property out there, so again, if you talk very tight on money, and if you do this deal, you'll be able to enjoy Yom Tov better, so then maybe the Shulchan Aruch is matter. We have to get into this. Machlokes HaPoskim, how poor are you? But if you're not in that situation, so then it's takano heter. Menias Revach is not the same thing as a hefz. Now, don't you think that the issue of working on Cholamoed is a new American problem? We love to blame everything on America. And if you study history, you realize that Europe, as great as it was, wasn't this perfect utopia that people like to paint it as. People like to tell you that Europe, everyone was Tamid Chachamim. Every guy who walked down the street knew Dalek Chalke Shulchan Aruch, all the Shas and Chuvas. He was the biggest Yerushim Ayim you'll ever meet. It's not true. It's a big Baba Maisa. There was tons of Amaratzis, and there was tons of breaches in Halacha, and there was a lot of people, just like in America today. Yesh v'yesh. I don't know why people like to paint this picture. If Befrat in the 1800s, it was for sure like that, because that's when Haskalah started to pick up in different parts of Europe. There was tons and tons, rampant Amaratzis, and people did whatever they wanted. So this idea, like, you know, in Europe there was no problems, you know, everything started in America. So I photocopied over here, Tshuva of Nechassam Sofer. This is from the first Tshuva of Nechassam Sofer, Chelek Aleph, at the end of Siman Aleph. He writes, he was bothered with this. Nechassam Sofer lived in Hungary in the early 1800s. He was dealing with people being open to Cholamoed. It's not an Americanish problem. People have to blame America. Oh, it's Americanish. It's not American. It's a Yiddish problem. It's a Jewish problem. Nothing to do with where they lived. Says the Chassam Sofer number 13, Oides Psichas Achanos B'Cholamoed. He also had a problem with stores being open to Cholamoed when he lived in Hungary. So he writes, Niskalkul Hashuru B'Cholam Ekoimis. It became, it's a problem in all communities. No one listens. You tell them, don't open the store, they do what they want. Al-Kain Mutav Yushaykim, so he suggests a possibility, maybe don't tell him, they're going to do it anyways. Aval Imiesh Biyad Malasecha La'amoy Bepiritza Bebeis Chamecha Akotzen Ashurecha V'ashua V'mishma Yivachir Hashem. If you have a voice that people will listen to you, and you can make a difference, Avadi, you should make a stand. And you'll get all the beautiful brachas. So you see, it was a problem in the times of the Chassam Sofer that people were just going to work without a justifiable heter. They had no heter; they did it. It wasn't like it fit under the banner. So I guess it's a little bit more comforting for us that we're not the only ones that were guilty of this crime. Doesn't mean it's mutter. Chassam Sofer didn't say it's mutter to be open if you don't have a heter, but it was already a problem in the times of the Chassam Sofer. So what are some of the possible heterim for even our modern day businesses to be open on Cholamoed? If you look in the Lechem Panim, commentary on the side of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he writes the following. He says, "V'ulai mizeh nispash et ahet b'ktsas mikoyim shepoyis lachanus shekol minei schayra." Again, let's say, for example, you own a store. That's not, we spoke last week about owning stores that sell things that are Cholamoid based. Let's say you own a store that's not selling, you own rugs. You're selling rugs. Again, clothing could be used for Cholamoid, appliances could be used, but let's say you own a store that's nothing to do with Cholamoid. It's definitely not Tzarech Yamoid. Whatever you're selling, it's not, you're selling computers. You know, that's not something that you're going to use a Cholamoed. You're selling, cars. Let's assume you don't need a car on Cholamoed. Whatever the case is, stores that are not Tzarechei Moed. So what's the justification to be open? The answer is you have no justification to be open. That's called Mechira Shel Tzarech Hatzasu. Says the Lechem Aponim, no. B'ktaz mikam shepoich l'chanui shekol minei schayr b'cholamoed b'nei shechoshvim l'dover ovid shegilu es atzma ha'koinim l'mokam achar. You don't want them to go to another business. What's going to happen? I have loyal customers, and I close for a week. They're never coming back. They'll be gone forever. And that's considered Dover Oven. Why? Because I had them. I had them in my pocket. They were good, loyal customers, and now I lost them. They got me to pay chayvus. For oit shemati bialdusi svara kimishu mishalim schiris machanos. If you're paying rent on the store, have a Dover Oven. That's also a Dover Oven. Why? Sheitzterach l'shalim b'schiris b'chir. I'm not paying rent for nothing. I'm getting nothing out of it. So two svaras so far. One is losing customers, and one is paying rent. I guess you can argue today that many of these stores or businesses, you're paying insurance also. Depending on what type of work you do, you have to be paying for insurance. For a whole week, there's no one, you don't need to insure anyone, and you're still paying for it. Avo Reisi, not so fast, but I saw in the Birki Yosef, the Chidom, Shekosa from this Maramp, that's all maybe if you have daily workers. Let's say you have monthly workers or yearly workers. He says, no, if they're getting paid monthly or weekly, then weekly might be complicated because there's a yomtiv in there, but let's say they get paid yearly, annually, monthly, that's not davar avid. So since we have machloikis achreinim over here, does the heter of paying your workers or having to pay workers, is that a viable option? So this is very gay for someone who has a company. You have a big company and you have a lot of employees, and you don't want to pay the salary for no reason. So you say to yourself, so again, if I can work it out that I'll give them the paid vacation during Chol HaMoed, terrific. But you can't always get that lucky. Most of these guys don't want to be off Chol HaMoed. Your non-Jewish workers don't want to be off Chol HaMoed. They want to be off now. They want to be off in December, and they want to be off now in January. So you're going to have to pay them twice? Do you have to do that? So this is the svar. So if you look at the contemporary svarim, it's quite a debate. If you look, for example, Shmir Shabbos Kachosai, Rabbi Neuwirth, he writes, number 15, Ba'al Mifal Hamasik Ovim Kavuim HaMekabmes Mischurasim Midei Chodesh B'Chodshai. If you are a company, a factory, that pays its workers monthly, you're going to have the dilemma of having to pay them if you're closed on Chol HaMoed. It's very hard to roll over Chol HaMoed to be their vacation days. They're probably not going to agree. Because it's not practical. You can't close again. You can't close twice. Kemoi be supermarket. Zok tishmir Shabbos gechasi ein lecha davar ava gadol mizeh. There is no greater example than davar havud. Umotter lahasik asa oivdim bimelachtim. Mutter. Open the factory. Run the factory. Is it great?
Do you have to be there? Couldn't you have a manager look after it while you...
Right, so again, the assumption would be is if you're not allowed to do it, you can't even have the guy work for you. So Teres says, you can have the guy work for you. Now, you don't have to do Malach, then you shouldn't have to. Right. But if you didn't have this heter, you wouldn't even be allowed to have the goyim work for you. Well, we mentioned from the Ber Halacha last week that even Amir Lenoch. So who holds this? Right? Let's say, who can I, you know, the next time some guy gives me trouble to why my company's open a Chalman, I'll tell him I have this heter. Who can I hang my hat on? So if you look in the footnote, he quotes some very chashuva people. This is not a fly-by heter. Very chashuva people. Who are they? The Aruch HaShulchan. Two pieces of Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan uses his heter in Hilchas Avelos. If Nebuch, Rachman HaTzlan, someone is sitting Shiva, the Aruch HaShulchan says if he doesn't, it's a Dover Avod, it would also be this type of case. When you have workers that are not doing anything, that's also Dover Avod. So you have the Aruch HaShulchan. That's very Chashiv. You have the Marshag. Marshag was one of the great Hungarian Rabbanim. And if you scroll down weiter, he writes, so was the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Gewaltig, Rav Moshe. Who's greater than Rav Moshe Feinstein? Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you have such a situation that you can't give them all vacation days, you're going to have to pay them, and they're not going to come in, it's a mamash davar avad. You take your money out of your pocket and you're throwing it away. That was the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay. Now, this is perhaps too good to be true. There's got to be someone who disagrees with this, right? But let's see so far those that still agree. Number 70, the Debrecener Rav. For those Hungarians, he wasn't Hungarian, the Oberlanders, he writes at number 17, Nishalti. He has a factory. He has Jewish workers. Jewish workers. If you're going to close on Chol HaMoed, I got to pay them. Why? They don't want to take a break without getting paid. I'm allowed to be open. He says, maybe it's Lefnever. I'm not allowed to make these guys work. And he writes, Hashafti, Le'amekel, Yesh, Le'ami, Lismaich. Yeah, who to rely on? But he writes at the end of the piece, and this is something important, he writes, a Rav has to look at it carefully. You don't just be so quick to be matrit. And he writes, You gotta, every case is a case by case. You gotta look at the person and the workers and it's not across the board. But Lamaisa, they quote B'shem Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan thought without a question that this is a viable option. This is a real heter. So that's one, again, this doesn't help you if you're self-employed. It doesn't help you if you're self-employed. But if you have workers under you, this is a gevaldik heter. Now again, if you could try to convince them to take off Chol HaMoed, Matov Yumanoim. But if you can't, so Lachari could be Saimach on this. Who disagrees with this? Some big names also. One of the big names was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Number 18. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he writes in the footnote, Shemati Me'agayim Shlomo Zalman Orbach, D'yesh Lefakvek Tuval Heter Delel. There's a lot to debate on this heter of what? That if I have to pay workers and they're not working, that's davar of it. Da'afim nikna d'shoy b'chei gavim b'aveilos, even if let's say it's muta b'aveilos, mekomokim shani ocha, she'imei cholomor, asum b'avoyde, enam boim b'mafsiya, shari'im kivum v'yudum mirosh. It's not like a sudden thing. Like, oh no, I can't believe Chol HaMoed popped up. Bishlam Avelis, as we all know, death doesn't always work into our schedules. But Cholamayit, we know when it's going to be. It's scheduled. It's on the calendar. Ulchein says Rav Shlomo Zalman, just like I'm closed on Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Kain gam b'mayit. I'm closed on Cholamayit. Avshe apolim mikabel es meloy maskortam. What happens in Yom Tov? I mean, they're losing their money. That's part of the job. You got to give up money sometimes for being Jewish. So he thinks the same thing is with Chol HaMoed also, and he doesn't think that's a viable option to say that I can't pay my workers. Who else thought like that? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in number 19, Mistaver, Shashila Meskuris Lepaol Mishul Yimei Chol HaMoed Einei Nechshav Davar HaAvad. It does not constitute a Davar HaAvad. Ki Zachelik Moitzor Seisek. That's part of business. That's what it means to run a business. These are days that you give off. That's part of running a business. And then he writes, if let's say you make your Jewish workers come in and you don't have a heter, he thinks you're in violation of Lifneiver. You're making me be over in Israel. It's not right. So we have a fundamental machloikis, and again, there's much to talk about here in Lomnus, which we're not going to get into because we don't have enough time. But halach l'maisei, machloikis of Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov. So I guess if a person wants to open up and he has his heter, he definitely has who to be samechan. And not only that, he has a chazinish. In number 20, the Sefer of Moshe Shtembech and the Sefer of Ma'idim Zmanim, he quotes that someone came to the chazinish with the same type of shayla. He writes, Shama halach l'maisim epira b'ino chazinish. She'ein z'chus l'poyalam lidrash pamayim choyfish b'schar. Workers can't get paid vacation twice. They want to get off, in the summer off. And now they want to get paid vacation Chol HaMoed also. So that's a davar avid. You don't have to lose money. That's losing money. Paying workers for no reason is losing money. So the Chazinish also passed like Rav Moshe. So you have Rav Moshe, Archa Shulchan, Chazinish, quite a few contemporary poskim that thought that's a viable option. However, at the end of the piece, he writes that after the story with the Chazinish, he told the factory owner, between me and you, it's mutter, but you should try not to do it. Because as we mentioned in the first year, the Chazanish had a campaign against Chol HaMoed. Chazanish went the opposite extreme with Chol HaMoed because everyone went the other way with Chol HaMoed. The whole Klal Yisrael treats Chol HaMoed like it's a regular day, so the Chazanish pulled it back to make it like Yom Tov. But the Chazanish was telling the fellow, strictly speaking, I think it's Mutter, but between me and you, let's try to be Mechazik Chol HaMoed and not be Mezalzulit, and therefore let's try to keep the factories closed. But Mikra Din, the Chazanish thought that's a viable option. So that's Heter number one. Heter number one is if I'm paying workers, or perhaps even paying rent, or perhaps I'm paying payments on something and I'm getting nothing out of it because there's no business, that constitutes, again, you're not losing money because there's no business. You're losing money because you're paying for something and you're not getting anything out of it. I'm paying workers. That would constitute overhead. That's heter number one. What's heter number two? Heter number two is I'm going to lose loyal customers. What is that heter based on? So it's kinira based on a machaber and shulchan aruch. If you look at number 21, the shulchan aruch writes, la'halvois le'in yehudi b'ribis. Let's say a guy comes to you on Chol HaMoed and wants to borrow money. Halvo. So Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to lend a guy beribis. La'oisim shirigilam lilvois menu mutter. Those guys who you normally lend to. Your loyal customers. If a loyal customer comes to you on Chol HaMoed and says, I know it's your Jewish holiday, but I need a loan, you can give it to him. Why? Because it's the davar of it. Where's the davar of it over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, shim la'yil v'lehem v'yelchu l'makam acher. You're going to lose business. You're a loyal customer. He's not going to, if you're not open, he's going to go somewhere else. Regilim lova a love loyovo oy detzloy. They're not going to come back to you. Ubeze ain't tzarich leitzi b'simchas yomtiv. So what do you see from the Mishnah Berurah from the Shulchan Aruch that losing a loyal customer constitutes davar avid? So now the Echrayim start to talk about it. If I'm going to be closed for an entire week, I'm going to lose all my customers. Who's going to come back to me afterwards? Oh, that's a davar avid. Kevaldik heter. Says the Ber Halacha, he quotes a similar heter from the Machtz Hashekel. The cuts of Machtz Hashekel, Shehabi Mechorim, Kar Tagar, Al Kalu, Shenoigim, Avnasein, Arabim, Bin Yamasu, Matam Cholom. Again, same problem. Many Echorim are bothered that this complete lack of sensitivity to Cholom. It's like business as usual. What's going on over here? Why is it? Le'matzoslam takona. He writes, Elo, Shebesev, Yerabba Kosb, Zalashen, if Efshir Choshel Dover Ova, Dim Layosh, Kokach Zman, Koy Moisachag Bechanus, Yismait Hamasu, Matam Yisrof. If all the Jewish companies are closed for so long, we're going to lose out on people doing business with Jews. The gam kimishi yev shalimcha sheyisagra hakolach and same koshkin kiddush. He writes the isayim el yerabbi shal koponim ein lomim malacha mizeh. He says that even if that's a heter, it doesn't justify you to do real malacha. That just allows you to do things like rabbinic, like buying and selling. But let's say, for example, your job required you to do a melacha. Let's say, for example, you worked in a gardening business, and you're afraid that you're going to lose the business. So you wouldn't be able to water the grass. That's a melacha deraisa. So he writes over there, that much is not willing. So the Be'alach is open to this possibility that maybe losing loyal workers would be deemed over. Hefter similar to the case of ribbis. Now, you have to be honest with yourself. Is that always the case? Hard to know. That might be a suffix davar haver. I don't know. So the Shmir Shabbos Kachase Pask is the number 24. V'chein mutu lischar, you're allowed to be open for business. Im choshe shem yafsid koinim, you're going to lose buyers. Im lo yimko lehem b'moyed, if you don't sell to them on moyed. Who says this? Again, who can I hang my hat on? Footnote 25. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe, again, Gevaldik. Rav Moshe has two kulas in Chol HaMoed. First kula is, if you're paying workers for no reason, Rav Moshe was matter it. Second, Rav Moshe was matter if you think you're going to lose loyal customers. If, again, the problem with this type of thing is, you know, at some point, if they've been with you for 25, again, I don't know. I shouldn't speak, I don't know the industry, and I don't know everyone's specific industry, and then I know everything at the end of the day comes down to dollars and cents, but is there such a thing today still of loyal customers? I don't know. You have to know your people better. You know, let's say, for example, let's say you're a doctor and they've been coming to you for 30 years and you're closed for a week, they're not going to come back? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's hard to know. I don't know if you can say with certainty. You know, today there's so many other options. There's urgent cares, there's this, that, and the other. People need a quick fix. They'll go to a different doctor. They won't come back to you. But I find often people do come back when they really need you. They'll find you. You know, when there's something serious or they need a good deal, they'll find you. So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to know for sure. And I don't know if anyone in their own industry knows for sure either that this is going to be a viable option. But Rav Moshe holds of it. Rav Moshe accepts this notion that if a person thinks that he's going to lose loyal customers, that's heter number two of Dover Ha'avit. Rabbi Yaakov is skeptical. Number 27, Rabbi Yaakov writes, Oy nire, shabal chanusa yesik, a store or business, kudayme, shechoshe shem yiske chanuta yeske bemoid, yafske lekuches kevu mitamze, you're going to lose your consistent customers, you're going to lose your regular people. Sheshaper nechshav zeh dover ovid. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that is a dover ovid. Or mutlof teh chanuta, you can be open. Or bichigam the yemutig, I'm the paul of lavid, you can have your workers work. Everything's mutter. Aval ein zech shash mutzer kokach. Yaakov doesn't think it's such a likely chashash. I don't know. I don't know why he thinks that. I think it depends on the business. It depends on the relationships you have with people. I'm not really sure what the chacham is going to do for you. I don't know. I wouldn't know half the businesses that people ask. I wouldn't know the business. I don't know your relationship with your supplier and your relationship with your... I have no idea. You would know that better than the rabbi would know. But Rabbi Yaakov is nachas to it in lumdis, but not so convinced on a practical level that it may be used. But Rabbi Moshe seems to hold of such a heter. The Marshag, who's one of the Hungarian rabbonim, he's very mekel. He thinks that you could be mekel with all these types of svaras, befrat... if it's just Goyisha workers anyways. Meaning you're not going to be doing the work. Let's say you own a big factory and you're not going to do anything. You're going to be with the kids on the Chol HaMoed trip. But you're going to have the factory running, which is Amir Lenochi, which is normally Aser. He thinks in his case that you're going to be paying the workers for nothing. That's Samuze Eshtos. Why are we giving Goyim free money? they don't give us anything. Why are we giving them free money? So he thinks it's better if you're going to be open anyways, might as well make some money. So therefore he's matter with a tenai that the Fratitz Mutter if the Goyim are going to be doing the work. So let's say, for example, you own a business. I was talking to someone, I have someone in my shul, he owns an exterminating business. So he doesn't do anything exterminating himself, he's going, we do all the work. So according to the Marshag, that's for sure going to be mutter, because you got to pay them anyways. So they're going to sit home, do nothing, you're just going to throw money at them, let them go to work. So they're going to do all the malacha, you're not doing any of the malacha, you're sitting home enjoying Chol HaMoed, so that would be mutter. Rav Moshe Sternbach HaMoed Muzmanim is a slightly skeptical of this heter as well, and he writes, V'kivin she'ikrach shash ba'alma ula yafsid, it's a suffix. The ene mutzoy toiva. He doesn't think it's like the Mr. Brewer's suffik, 75% suffik. Ein lahata bezeh iser masu matam cholamoid. He can't be matrit. Then he says an interesting story. He says v'chein alavayim. He says mutzoy she'adam saga b'kayis u'kadayim mechanusa l'shvu v'yoyser shiuchalatz l'chofsha. People close for vacation. It's foreign to be ever closed. No one ever closes. People work forever. People go on vacation. No one's afraid to go on vacation that they're going to lose all their loyal customers. So why all of a sudden are we so nervous? He says, what are you so worried about? He says, people understand They know that you need vacation, and they know that you're closed, so they'll understand. And they'll come back to buy from you. The Koshkin Shalinat, Psychas Chanos B'moy, David Zilzul, then he talks about this idea of Zilzul. You know, it's a fair argument. Plenty of businesses are closed at random times, and you say, okay. And you don't go back to them because they're closed for a week. Usually not, because you need them more than they're closed for the week. So you'll get over it, and you go back to them next week. And then he ends off at the end, this is obviously in the week of debate, he talks about emun and bitachon. He says, avada, a person should try to be, chayvis bitachon dictates, he should try to have bitachon, and don't worry, everything's going to work out, and not to open the store on cholamay. Okay, but again, I think it's a worthwhile discussion about this idea of losing loyal customers. Shmir Shabbos Kachos, in the footnote, writes, he also is not so comfortable about this. He says, "Yesh la'ayin number 29. B'tamzeh David Dover Oved b'mash ina pasuach chanusim cholamoid v'tzarech l'sham schiris. You have to pay the rent or the workers. The ma'bekach the choloid shiyadim etchilas shekain sidrei chanus. You know that that's part of owning a business. Shebalayla hiskura. You pay rent for nighttime also, right? A chutzpah. I got to pay rent at night. The terrace is that's what it means. You pay rent for all the days you use it and the days you don't use it also. The chemishav ziyamtiv feizin echshav la'ovid." And that's the same thing here also. Then he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, but he is not very convinced. Rabbi Neuwirth doesn't like this heter that Rav Moshe and others talked about paying rent. Again, this is come out for any store. Any store that's paying rent has, again, if you own your property, okay, you don't have the heter. But if you are renting, so then this is an interesting heter. So halacha l'maisa. Let's just wrap it up. Halacha l'maisa. I think there's two valid heterim to discuss doing business in cholamoid. One is the heter of paying workers or paying rent or paying maybe insurance or paying something and getting nothing back. That is deemed the davar avra. I'm just paying out. I'm getting nothing in return. And the other heter is that I'm afraid I'm going to lose loyal customers down the road. Again, not that I'm not going to pick up business. That's not a heter. That would be minias revach. But I have customers, right? I have people that I deal with. I have people that I've been using, and I'm going to lose them. That's like the case in the Shulchan Aruch about lending ribbons to a guy, that perhaps that would be a heter. So those are the two strongest heterim. Now again, if you're self-employed, one of the two heterim won't apply, and some situations, neither of these heterim will apply, but these are two heterim that at least are on the books, I think, that are worth discussing and looking into when you're trying to figure out, should I work on Cholamai? Again, putting aside the other obvious heter of, your boss will fire you. If your boss will fire you, that's a davar of it as well. Yeah.
So, if you're an employee, you will get paid whether you're in work or not, but your boss says to you on Cholamai, you can have this day off, but you have to come in on Yom Tov. Or, if you take Yom Tov off, you have to come in on Cholamoid. What's the head for doing that?
Well, does that mean you have to come in? Now I'm going to fire you?
You
won't get paid?
We've got a big client that we've got to serve.
All right, so you won't get paid.
No, you'll get paid.
So what happens if I don't take Cholamoid? Meaning if I tell him I don't want to work Cholamoid, I'm going to have to work Yom Tov.
Well, then you're not fulfilling your contractual duties, in other words. So it endangers your job in the long term.
So that might be a Savik Davarov, right. That might be a Savik Davarov. You're losing. That might be a Savik Davarov, depending on the likelihood. So Yonison Steif says maybe, well, let's say a person is thinking about his career options. Should he not take a job that might make him work on Cholamoid? He was talking about a shayla, someone who wanted to own a laundromat or other types of stores that you're going to have to work on the 9 days, you're going to have these shaylas. Is it better, is it not permitted to take a job where you know you might have to work on Cholamoid? So Yonison Steif says, that's not a chashma. You take the job, and if when Cholamoid rolls around, you'll deal with it. If you have a heti, you have a heti. You know, that's not a reason not to take a job. You know, again, obviously, in a perfect world, we can have the job that you would love. That would be nice. But you're not mechuyev mikra not to take a job because it might present a situation later on that you'll have to work on Cholamoid. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Let's say you're given, again, many people don't have enough vacation days. But let's say you have enough vacation days. But you don't want to take vacation days on Cholamoid. You want to take vacation days in the summer. You want to take vacation days when the kids are off from school. And therefore, you don't have enough days to take off a Cholamoid. And then the boss says, you don't have enough vacation days, we're going to start docking you. Docking pay means not that you won't get paid for not working, but we'll penalize you. Or you can't take off. You're going to be fired. Am I mechuyev to give up my vacation days to work on Cholamoid? So Biakiv Kamenetsky writes in number 31, very interesting psak. Same psak is recorded, I heard on a tape once from Rabbi Belsky, which shouldn't be surprising, he was very close with Biakiv. Rabbi Yaakov wrote, Nira, Shemitzad din ein chiyuv shloi lakachas chuf shebekayetz, there's no chiyuv not to take summer vacation, b'chdei shloi lave b'cholomayt. You're not mechuyev to do that. You're not mechuyev to give up your summer vacation so you cannot work cholomayt. You'd rather be off in the summer. It's more geschmack, it's more convenient. But it's good to do so. It's right. Meaning, if you have a choice, all bets are equal, you should try to do it. That just makes sense, right? Obviously, it makes sense. Obviously, if you can, same thing if you have two jobs in front of you and they're both equally the same, and one job means you won't work a chol hamoed, one means you do, I would go the one that you don't have to work. Let's say you can work and not get paid. Wow. You're not going to lose money. Let's say chol hamoed, you still have time off. Then you have to take it. Even though you lose in the summer. Meaning you have to work with what you have now. Going forward, if I know going forward I have vacation days, then I have to give them up now. Somewhat contradictory what he said in the beginning. It's not clear what he means by this. But preferably, if you could. Now the problem is many companies, you don't have enough days. Because by the time you're done with Yom Tov, you don't have the days for Chol Hamoed. It's not even a question. They only give you whatever amount of days they give you. Then you always run into what you do with Tisha B'Av, what you do with Purim, and those funny days. But Halacha L'maaseh, it's a tricky day, Chol Hamoed. You know, the takeaway from anything from all these five shiurim that we had is that we no longer look at Chol Hamoed as it's a regular day. It's a special day. How special? To what extent? It's questionable. But again, I think people misuse the heter of Dover Ovid, and they go to work at Chol Hamoed because either they don't know what else to do with the day, or because, you know, everyone does it, so it's mutter, or because they don't want to see their kids, or whatever reason they use. It's not correct. It's not correct. A person should really sit down and figure out, does he have a reason to work a chomer? Halacha l'maaseh, again, everyone should discuss it with their own rav, but it's definitely worth discussing to which heter falls into which category to be matter, malacha, on chol hamoed.